This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. We are a church of wisdom. Thank God for the teaching that we get here, for the love that is shown here. And we have hope today because of the teaching. The scripture says, he that has this hope purifies himself. I believe I'm right. And I'm glad that we're pure today because of the teaching. We have a righteous life today because of God's word. And his word is his commandments. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor, and he is bringing forth the pure word of God, the true word of God. And we know, God's people, it is his commandments. And at this time, our pastor, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips, Elder Batiste, Elder Miles, our evangelist, deacons, missionary, all the saints. All that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, glad to be with you. Glad for our anointing that's gone on. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We are the sons of God, and we that have that hope, we are purifying ourselves as he is pure. Isn't that beautiful? We're going to talk about what God has done. We know that whatever God do, it's forever. That's what we're going to focus on today. And before we get into that thought, we have two numbers today. One by the choir, Children of the Prophets. Then the ensemble is going to go forth with Father of Israel. Now the Children of the Prophets. Thank God for you, choir.
The scriptures you might have read,
how that you must have,
at the feet of the prophets,
what that prophet say,
and how some did all that the Lord say do,
through the Lord,
being led by one of us made of the truth. Well, as it was, it's so now,
so now
that few ones can be found at the top of the mountain. Son, God's anointed. Do you know who you are? We're in the way by faith. We're of the remnant that's left. We're the children of the prophets, led by who comes in his name. Forever give God the praise. Do the voice of the Zion he raised us, the children of the prophets. That live holy,
cause we sin no more.
We show forth praise of whom that is worthy.
Brought us out,
out of darkness into his marvelous light.
No, this is the fight.
Continue on and inherit eternal life. Upon his word I stand. I'd rather obey God than man. Remembering just to am of Jacob, Isaac and Abraham. Do you know who you are? We're in the way by faith. Here you're of the remnant that left. We're the children of the prophets, led by who comes in his name. Forever give God the praise. Through the horns of Zion he raised us, the children of the prophets. And we strive, yes we deny, oh yes we hate every false way. Cause we're the children of the righteous seed, children that do believe, children stock of Abraham, humble and submissive. Do you know who you are? We're in the way by faith. Here you have the remnant that left. You're the children of the prophets. Through the Lord's house.
one generation passeth, and another generation cometh.
I know
that which has been is now. Has already been, and God
requireth
that which is past. Ah,
alleluia.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
The Father
of Israel. And King of Kings. And Lord of Lords. That men should fear before Him, cause
I know
that which has been is now.
I know
that is to be has already been, and
God
requires is past. Ah,
alleluia.
Ah, alleluia. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Father
Israel,
and King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. Ah,
alleluia.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob,
the Father
of Israel, and King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. and Jacob, the Father.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for that number. Those numbers by our ensemble, a choir, we're grateful for. Now, we have announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now, the pastor.
Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Now, as I say, the subject matter is whatsoever God do, it is forever. And everything that's written, it's forever now. Cannot be changed. You can't add anything to it. You cannot take anything away. God do this that men should fear before him. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them? As the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for. So God is near to those that keep and do his commandments. It's your wisdom. It's your understanding about God being so nigh unto you. What nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law? We know that the Lord is our righteousness. And he is righteous. And I believe those that followed him said, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous even as he is righteous. Yes. Who hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law? Because God's word are statutes and judgments. This is why when we break it down and bring the 10 precepts, so many don't want to hear it because it brings forth judgment. Now let's go to Ecclesiastes 3 and 14. Doesn't matter what we talk about, it always comes back to God's word. It always comes back to being about God. It always comes back to being about the 10 commandments because that's God's word. We hear preachers since way back from the earliest recordings talking about preaching God's word, but they're not preaching the 10 precepts. People say, love to hear, I'm preaching about God's word. That's general. But when you say, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not bear false witness, you get more pinpointy. That's where you have the problem. Ecclesiastes 3 and 14. What does it say?
And I know that. Whatsoever God doeth.
I don't know anything about and.
I know
that. But the scripture says, I know that.
I know that. Whatever God doeth.
Whatever God do.
It shall be forever.
It shall be forever. What?
Nothing can be put to it.
Now you can't put anything to it. Mm-hmm. What?
Nor anything taken from it.
So you have to rightly divide the word, rightly divide the scripture. You can't add to it. And I believe in God's word. Sunday has been added in here as a day of worship. It's not the day of worship. It's not the day of rest.
That's right.
Somebody added this to the mix. Just like the woman in the garden that said, God said, you'll not touch it. Least you die. That's not what God said. And when you start off quoting the scripture wrong, you wound up in error.
That's right.
You're in error when you quote it wrong. Mm-hmm. When you add or take away, you're wrong.
That's right.
Nothing shall be put to it, nor anything taken from it. What?
And God doeth it that men should fear before him.
So it's about men fearing. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Genesis 1 and 26. Yes, so now we know one thing. Man is going to be here forever.
Yes, Pastor.
So you may think that when you shut your eyes, it's over. Mm-mm. No, it's not. Because the consciousness we have now, it shall be with us forever somewhere.
Yes.
Genesis 1 and 26, what does it say?
And God said, let us make man in our image.
So there's an us there. Only two images in this life. Mm-hmm. God's.
That's right.
And the devil. And the secret is most people, 99% of the people don't realize we're all born in the image of the devil.
That's right, Pastor.
That's a secret. Yes. They all try to say, well, everybody got a little God in them. That's true. It's a little God. It's not the God.
Go ahead.
It's a little God. It's that devil. They don't know he's called the devil.
Yes.
God said, let us make man in our image. What?
After our likeness.
After. Now, wait a minute. It's the image of God. It's the likeness of God. It's not God.
Right.
It's just the image. God's image is without sin. Mm-hmm. God's image is righteousness. And he was made without sin. Mm-hmm. But that's a secret.
Yes, Pastor.
But it doesn't matter if you haven't committed sin. You're in the image of God. When we come to God, God wipes away all our sins. We're in his image. Now we must develop into his image. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes, Pastor.
That seed, when it's begotten, it's the image of the one that begot it. Mm-hmm. But it's got to develop.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor. Beautiful.
After our likeness, mm-hmm. what?
And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea.
What?
And over the fowl of the air. And over the cattle.
What?
And over all the earth.
What?
And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
Because that's God's image to have dominion. And wait a minute. That's the devil's image to have dominion over the earth. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Everybody don't know that.
All right.
Let's go to Ecclesiastes 1 and 4. And man will be here forever.
Yes, Pastor.
Because whatever God do, it's forever. Mm-hmm. So they say, oh, they're going to destroy this earth and man going to be destroyed with it. That's not true. Once God do it, it's done forever. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Ecclesiastes 1 and 4 says what?
One generation passes away.
One generation pass away. What?
And another generation cometh.
Will always be another generation coming on board. What?
But the earth abideth forever.
Now, anybody with common sense would understand mm-hmm. this earth going to be here forever, but it's talking about earth walking on the earth. Because what good is having the earth without people? Because the earth was made for man. Mm-hmm. Yes. Man was taken from the earth. So if God destroyed the earth, what would man be? Wouldn't have any more man.
Right.
And you wouldn't have any more earth. But first of all, earth is not going to be destroyed. It's here forever. Mm-hmm. And it's telling you, one generation passed, one come. But it's going to abide forever.
Yes.
So once God made man, man is forever going to be in the earth. Mm-hmm. That means forever someone is going to be going to God out of this earth. Mm-hmm. And somebody going to be going to the devil out of this earth, to hell. Isn't that beautiful?
That's right, Pastor. Yes, that's right.
Now that is, we haven't always been, but we will always be.
All right. Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
To know that.
Yes, Lord.
Read it again. 3 and 14. Let's yes, read that again.
Yes. 14.
Let's get this in our mind. Mm-hmm. I know
that whatsoever God doeth.
Whatsoever God do. That mm-hmm. means if he make man, we're going to be here forever. And whatever God said, it's going to be forever.
All right.
I know that whatsoever God do.
It shall be forever.
It shall be forever. What? Yeah.
Nothing can be put to it.
Nothing can be put to it. So you can't change God's word just because you say the sun rose on the first day of the week. We're going to change the rest day. You can't do that.
No, you cannot.
Because you changed God. God said, I am the Lord and I change not. First of all, the Lord didn't rise on the first day of the week. You don't understand God because you don't keep his commandments.
Go ahead, Pastor.
And you don't understand his word because his word cannot be changed. Mm-hmm. It said it would be cut off in the midst of the week. You cannot change God's word.
Right.
If he's cut off in the midst of the week, you can't get Sunday rising after 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth.
Right, Pastor.
I believe God. I don't go with this new calculations. One and one is 10. I don't go with that.
All right, Pastor.
Two and two is 7. I don't go with that. 3 days and three nights from Friday to Sunday. I don't go with that. Can't get 3 days and three nights from Sunday, Friday to Sunday. If you say he was in the earth or crucified on Good Friday. Can't get him in there 3 days and three nights.
Right.
With the math God gave us. That beautiful?
Yes, Pastor. Yes, Pastor. Nothing can be put to it.
Nothing can be put to it.
Nor anything taken from it.
Nor anything taken from it. What? Mm-hmm.
And God doeth it that men should fear before him.
That men,
should fear him. Excuse me.
Before him. Isn't that
yes.
beautiful?
Yes.
Because when you really truly hear the word of God, it should bring forth a fear.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Thank God. Yes, Pastor.
Let's go to Isaiah 40.
All right. Thank God. Yes.
And 3. And I hope that anyone, if you have a question about what you've been told, mm-hmm. let's believe on the scripture.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm pretty sure most of you haven't gone to these scriptures like we're going to them now. Because mm-hmm. if you did, you wouldn't be calling me or trying to contact me or talking about me. As if like you understand what I'm talking about.
Yes, Pastor.
And I've just told you, keep therefore and do them. That's what God said. It's your wisdom and your understanding. So if you don't keep God's commandments, you don't understand God.
That's
you don't
right.
understand and you don't have wisdom.
That's
now that's
right.
what God said. I didn't say that's what God said. I believe God. And that don't change. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Isaiah 40 and 3, what does it say?
The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness.
Voice of him. And mm-hmm. I understand that all of God said, in order to lift up the voice, God's voice, don't change.
Yes.
Voice of him.
That crieth in the wilderness.
What?
Prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. That means God's way has got to be prepared by somebody. Mm-hmm. His way is keeping his commandments.
Yes, Pastor.
It prepares you for wisdom and understanding.
Yes.
What?
Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
We got to make straight in the desert. Make straight in the minds of the carnal minded. Mm-hmm. And highway.
Yes. Yes.
What?
Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low.
What?
And the crooked shall be made
so
straight.
So whatever your problem is, you can get it repaired here. Yes. It's got to be through the voice.
Yes. Yes.
Preparing the way for God. Because mm-hmm. God don't travel on crooked paths.
No.
It's straightened.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
God don't lodge in rough places. It's right. smooth and made plain.
Yes.
What?
And the rough places plain.
What?
And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed.
What?
And all flesh shall see
it together.
So
when God's glory, after you've been prepared, then you can see God's glory.
Yes.
But you've got to be prepared first.
Yes.
If you don't take up God's word, keep his commandments, you are not prepared to see his glory. Mm-hmm. Or to see God.
Right.
You can't see God through the prism of carnality.
Right.
You can't see God if you still don't believe you must keep God's commandments. You
That's
can't
right.
see God.
That's
you can't see the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
all flesh shall see it together for what?
For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken.
Now God's anointed spoke this because God's mouth is his anointed.
Yes, Lord. Yes. That's right.
God's mouth is his seers, mm-hmm. his apostles.
Yes.
And all those he gave, that's God's mouthpiece.
Yes.
They've spoken it. That means God's word. Mm-hmm. 8th verse, what did it say?
The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever.
So that's going to stand forever. That means if God said, it's your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, why does that change? Because the Son came on board. And begin to keep the word his father gave.
Yes.
How is that going to change? It's still wisdom
right.
to keep it. As the Lord said, Jesus called them great that do and teach.
Yes.
The Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Beautiful, Pastor.
So he said, well, God said, just love. No, he didn't say just love. He said, if you love me, you keep my commandments.
Mm-hmm.
He that hath my commandments.
Yes. And keepeth
them. The preachers that are teaching the commandments.
Yes.
He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that love me.
Beautiful.
So the love of God is not the love of carnality.
Beautiful.
That beautiful to know that?
Yes.
Revelation 19 and 13. Let's go there.
Beautiful, beautiful.
I said, Pastor, you're always trying to tell somebody something. That's what I was called to do.
Go ahead.
It's not tell you something. It's to teach you something. You can call me many names.
Thank God.
That's all right. I cannot hear what you're calling me.
All right, Pastor.
But I was called to tell you and to teach you.
Yes, Lord.
That beautiful?
Yes, Lord.
Revelation 19 and 13, what?
And he was clothed.
You know, some say, well, Pastor, you never tell us a story about the cross. I don't have to tell you about that story. You know all about that.
Go ahead.
From all these jackleg preachers, that's all you know. But you haven't told me, and you don't know what you're supposed to do when you leave the cross. Mm. They all left that cross. Mm-hmm. 19 and 13, what does it say?
And he was clothed with a vesture.
This is God, clothed with a vesture.
Dipped in blood.
What?
And his name is called.
Say his name was called. His name is.
Is called the Word of God.
It's yet called the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
The Word of God.
Yes.
1 John 2 and 7, let's. Let's go to the scripture. Say, well, Pastor, I know where you're going. Well, I'm going the same place you're going, to the scripture.
All right,
the difference is I'm not going to the scripture talking about the cross. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the Word, the one who died on the cross.
All right.
When he had flesh on his body.
Yes.
That's kept his Father's word.
Yes.
That beautiful?
Yes.
I'm going to the scripture just like you. We're going to different scriptures.
Yes.
My scriptures condemn you.
All right.
Your scriptures, I know the story.
Go ahead.
It's a story.
Yes,
it's true, but that don't bring salvation, that story. Right. Keeping of God's word does.
All right.
1 John 2 and 7, what does it say?
Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you.
Now, we got a new commandment, love. It's not new. Because he said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Yes.
Love is the fulfilling of God's law.
Yes, it is.
And in that law, it don't say anything about remember the first day of the week. So if you're guilty of one point, you're guilty of them all.
Yes, Lord.
So what's a day? It must mean something. If God said the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord, it must mean something.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
2 and 7, brethren.
Mm-hmm. I write no new commandment unto you.
What?
But an old commandment.
Old commandment. Right. What?
Which ye had from the beginning.
We've had this from the beginning.
Yes.
What?
The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning.
So as you know, the word was made flesh, and when God spoke, let there be light. That's the commandment, because the commandment is God.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.